Big cucumber energy.
You're listening to Heather and Wicket. Mornings 6 to 10 a.m. on Laser 103.3.
Big cucumber energy is officially a thing thanks to Cameron, who has made a meme out of it. Thank you, Cameron.
You know you have really made an impact on a community when you get turned into a meme from a screenshot in a video. Innocently, our engineer's name is Joe. He's the guy that makes sure that all the buttons and everything work in the Laser studio. He walks in with his bag yesterday of cucumbers from his garden. And we're like, oh, hey, thanks, man. That's
I love Iowa. People grow things. They share things.
Are you going to put a garden in your house?
Next year. Okay. This year is about painting the house and putting in a fence.
That's some pretty big goals. That's pretty big.
I'm not a ball of Wicket. I can't do it all at once. This is not a house flip situation.
So he walks in and Heather takes a couple of cucumbers, whatever. You know, it's just he leaves out of nowhere in the like 9:15 yesterday. Heather starts just biting the tip off of a cucumber and proceeding to eat the cucumber like it's an apple. And I picked up my video or my phone and I started recording her, and you can see the video on our Facebook page. She just eats a cucumber, you know, like it's a carrot. And I thought, this is how you know. Do you always have you always eaten cucumbers like this?
Listen, Wicket, you know, I feel that cucumbers are a grab and go food, and I'll eat a cucumber in the easiest possible way. Yeah, I've sliced cucumbers before, but the kitchen's far away. I don't carry a knife on me. I don't walk into the studio packing a knife, ready to go. So we're sitting here, the cucumber's sitting here. And it's like, am I going to go to the vending machine and get a snack right now? No, there's a perfectly delicious homegrown cucumber calling my name. I'll just eat this cucumber. I don't find it weird. In the past, I've had gardens. I've picked up a cucumber. I've, you know, rubbed it on the side of my pants, eating it.
You're eating dirty cucumbers?
Right out of the garden.
You consume dirty cucumbers?
Well, I don't put any spray on it. There's no pesticides on it or anything. It's just, yeah, of course. I would eat a tomato that way if it wouldn't just everywhere.
Doritos are a grab-and-go food. Beef sticks are a grab-and-go food. I've never walked into a QT or a come-and-go.
Well,
and I walk in and, oh, there's some cucumber. Get that for the road. And just start chomping as I'm driving.
But why are you hating on the cucumber? I mean, you're like, oh, it's fine if it's an apple. It's fine if it's a banana. These are all fine. But why the hate on the cucumber?
I've just never in my life, and our intern Colby, at the same time, she looked over as you were doing it. What was your reaction when Heather was chomping down on a cucumber?
Wicket and I kind of just looked at each other and we were like, is she really doing that right now? It was...
And then you started filming me.
Right! I had to record it and...
And I have my resting bee face on, like, as you're filming me, because I'm thinking, what is happening?
Yeah,
now?
It was great! And then, like, you just kind of blew it off, like, shut up, Wicket. This is what normal people do. I don't know if it's a normal thing or not. I've never seen anybody actually do it. I'm not anti-cucumber. I'm not against big cucumber. You know, I'm on team cucumber in salad. I've just never seen anyone consume a cucumber just on its own as if it were a carrot or an apple.
Apparently, I'm the one in the wrong, because as soon as we left the studio, the entire building, we've got sales, we've got promote, we've got all these people in
there's a lot of people.
Open space.
Yeah.
Right? So we walk by the people. Normally, we walk by and no one says anything.
Mm-hmm.
But today, yesterday, it was all about the cucumbers.
Yep.
And apparently they agree with you. I assert that cucumbers are a grab and go food, and it's a healthy option. I mean,
it is healthy. There's no doubt. But just I've never seen anyone do it before. That.
But I was delighted, Wicket. Katie commented on the video. Heather is my spirit animal. That almost plucked a tear from my black heart and pulled it up through my eyeballs, because I've never been anyone's spirit animal before. And Katie, I see you, and I thank you for that.
There were also the expected dirty comments that were, you know.
But they were cute dirty. They were like
dirty.
Chastising you for creating a scenario in which dirty minds could oscillate.
I do want to remind people that if you post certain words on the Facebook page, like on comments, like if you see something and you're like, F this mother effer.
Right.
That kind
of
stuff.
But you say the actual words.
But you type out the actual words. Like, that stuff will get hidden because of filters, because we are a family-friendly radio station with a family-friendly Facebook page. We have to.
We still rock. We still... We're not like Wicket in his minivan with a bumper sticker that says, I used to be cool on
the back. I did used to be cool. I'm just not cool anymore. But the comments are all great on the Facebook page. Yeah. If you haven't seen it, it is also up on Twitter. If you follow us at Laser1033, and I think you put it up on the Laser Instagram page today. Is that right?
I will.
You will, okay.
I shared it to my personal page, which you know, Wicket.
Oh, man.
That is serious. I don't post a lot on my personal Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
But I did.
You did share this one.
At Heather Lee MD.
Hashtag.
That's me.
Big Cuke Energy.
Big Cuke Energy. I'm kind of feeling it now.
Yeah.
It was kind
of... T-shirts.
It was nothing at the time. It was like, here's a cucumber. I'm going to eat it. And then you turned it into something that Cameron made into a meme. So thank you, Cameron.